Time now, the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori. The Beavers, last night, a very emotionally draining game, Tom. How do you and the players make it through games like that?
Oh, it's hard, Schulte, but when you win, it makes it all worthwhile.
Congratulations on preparing the team, especially the freshmen, for what was in store for them last night. In year two of the new league, how much more comfortable are you, not only with the teams you're playing, but also the surroundings?
I think a lot more comfortable, Brian, and I think playing in this building four times last year really helped. Our veterans are experienced in playing in this building. You kind of know what to go over in practice and prepare your guys the week before the games, and it does help, there's no question.
You controlled play in the first. They kind of took it to you in the second and third. Other than desperation, what changed?
Well, I think, again, it was probably desperation, and I agree with you, Schulte. The second period, I thought we dodged a major league bullet. I thought the third, though, we didn't generate much offense, Schulte, but I thought that they were actually pretty stale. I thought they were flat-footed in the neutral zone a lot until they got that goal. And I actually liked how we played defensively. And, I thought we managed the puck well, and, again, I thought we made it very tough for them on entries. And I thought we cleared pucks pretty good in the third. I mean, there's no question a 2-0 game. They're going to get the majority of shots. There's no question. But I also thought our guys did a very good job tactically defending. But boy, once they got that first goal right there, the last 3.5 minutes got awful crazy.
More of Tom Cerutori in a bit. Benusa Pregame Show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schulte with Tom Cerutori, the Beavers. Final road game of the regular season, Tom. Last real big listenership weekend for us. So I'm going to give you a chance to talk about your fans a little bit. Every coach thinks they have the best fans. In your opinion, what makes Beaver fans what they are?
Well, first off, I think it's our community. I think, when you have a small community like we do, I always say we're the Green Bay Packers of college hockey. I love using that analogy. And our fans, obviously, again, they're stakeholders in the program. And, just like those Packers season ticket holders, they've got stock in the program, so do ours. They're very vested in our program. And on a Friday and Saturday night in Bemidji in the winter, if you're not snowmobiling or ice fishing, Beaver hockey is a big thing to do. And we've just got a lot of loyal fans. They're hockey knowledgeable. And, we've got that new building that we're very, very proud of. And they come and they're so supportive of our players and our team. And I don't think you can ask for anything more.
There's a lot more diehards than even I know about, but a couple stick out to me. Herb and Lindorn come to practice all the time. So does Doc Erickson. The Angles bring the scoring fudge. What makes the diehards so important?
Well, because, again, I think the biggest thing is their passion. The diehards have as much passion as the coaches and the alumni, and maybe even more. Beaver hockey is a big part of the fabric in that community, but it's a big part of Sue and Steve's life, Herb and Lynn's life. You talked about Gary's life. It's a big part, of their life. And, that winter, it revolves around Beaver hockey, and, that's their thing to do, and, that's how they're entertained. And, hopefully, again, we've entertained them this year, and we sure appreciate everything they've done for our program.
Back to the task at hand. This is the most lively student section in the league. Is it fun playing here?
Yeah, I don't notice it as much, Schulte, because I think it's behind all that glass right there. I see the fans, but that Bowling Green student section is pretty good, too. So I'm not going to sit there. I'm not going to give them kudos as number one. That Bowling Green student section was pretty good this year as well. That Texas is pretty good, too. And when ours get read up, I think they're pretty good as well. But there's no question they have they're entertaining behind the end zone right there. There's their student section. But I think the biggest thing is just kind of the whole symmetry, if you want to call it, of their rink. It's just that horseshoe, and it's just such a low ceiling, and everybody's on top of you, and it's so darn loud. And I think, again, that probably makes it as intimidating as any building in college hockey.
I'm expecting a very desperate Ferris team tonight. How important is the first 5 minutes?
I think the first 5 minutes are very important, Schulte. We talked about it last night because if you take a look, not this year, but last year, their goal scoring the first 10 minutes, I think every game they played here, they scored the first 10 minutes, and they come out of the gates very, very hard, so you got to try to neutralize that. You almost want to try to lull them to sleep.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulte.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.